Vesper services to mark the passing of day and the onset of evening are a tradition that derives from monastic life and dates as far back as the 6th century. Much of Vesper music is based on medieval Gregorian chant and sounds like this. But if you pop in on Sundays at 4 p.m. to the orange brick Westminster Presbyterian Church on West Moss Street in Peoria, you're likely to hear something more like this. In fact, the motto of Westminster's evening prayer service is "Swing a new song unto the Lord." David Hoffman leads the Vespers Jazz Combo.
The act of making music is intrinsically spiritual anyway. At least it is for me. It all goes together, at least in my sensibilities.
A soft-spoken man with a long beard and silver hair that reaches below his collar, Hoffman is a local jazz icon. He teaches at Knox College and Bradley University, and for years played trumpet and was a composer-arranger for the Ray Charles Orchestra. He chooses one of Charles's songs called "Light Out of Darkness" for this week's service.
There's usually a theme every week. This week's theme is light. And I do try to evoke something about the spiritual theme involved. I like the feeling of a Vespers service having roots in that monastic kind of feel.
Hoffman creates an original composition for each service. This week, it's a meditative piece he titles Wave-Particle Duality.
I started out with a little chord progression. It's a simple chord progression that goes from A minor to F. And that F being in one of the ancient modes called the Lydian mode. Kind of sounds
expansive.
That's a good word. And so if I take that and put that into a jazz context in say in 3/4 time, little themes with that, and it led me into a different chord progression. You don't just take a hymn and put a swing beat to it and call it jazz, you know. So it's a little more, requires a little more thought than that.
There are spoken prayers and a sermon in between songs, but it's clearly the music that brings people in. The Vespers combo includes Hoffman on piano and trumpet, Andy Crawford on bass, Bob McIntyre on drums, and Jamaica Russell on vocals. Hoffman says the jazz service has returned him to his own religious roots.
Well, I was raised in Springfield. I went to the First Christian Church, which, I don't even know what kind of denomination it was, but irregular churchgoer then. I was on the road for 13 years, so my going to church was basically, you know, visiting the whatever I could. More of a wanderer at heart.
Pastor Denise Clark Jones says her mostly white, middle-aged, and elderly congregation hopes the jazz service will appeal to a broader group of people, especially those seeking a spiritual home.
Jazz is uniquely American, but it also crosses cultural boundaries. There is jazz in just virtually every ethnic community has its own form of jazz, sort of melting pot music. I think that's what we're all about in terms of the gospel is breaking down barriers.
Yeah, I think that's very true. It's a very comfortable environment, and it's an outreach. Try to reach as many people as you can and bring them into a community that's supportive and that people like being here.
It will soon be a year since Westminster started its Jazz Vespers. Brooks Daniel, a longtime member, says the service has grown from attracting mainly people like him to bringing in outsiders who hear about the jazz through word of mouth.
I think jazz creates a context in which you can hear new things in old doctrine, and you can also hear some stuff you've never heard before because of the context.
Presbyterian churches are traditionally known for their rectitude and seriousness. So have any congregation members objected to giving this ancient prayer practice some new varnish? Not so, says longtime congregant Marge Willardson.
I have not heard anything negative, and that's unusual. You know, when there's a change, usually somebody's going to complain about it, but I have not heard any.
And Pastor Clark Jones agrees.
Jazz is an interesting format. Much of the music comes out of a religious background, from gospel music. It's very participatory and free-flowing, and I think that lends itself to faith experience and worship.
Hoffman has performed on 5 continents with such people as Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, and Randy Travis. He says he's content to be home again in central Illinois and has found a spiritual home at Westminster Church.
I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago when I walked in and managed to get the alarm off without setting it off, which was the first time I came here I did that. But and then walked in and thought, this is really feeling like home. The congregation makes me feel very, very much at home. It's very comfortable, and I'm making music here.
And making music, Hoffman says, is what he was born to do. I'm Judy Valente.